Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to talk about the God kind of faith. Friday we talked about why prayers weren't answered. And we want to get into the God kind of faith. But the Holy Spirit imparts a portion of God's own divine faith to believers. What does he impart? Little faith, mustard seed faith, measure of faith, faith that comes through hearing the word. So a lot of times we try to get into the miracle working stuff, and we may just be in that which is imparted to us. In other words, you do have faith. Everybody in this place has faith. One, the measure of faith may be to become a part of the body and the finger of the hand and so on and so forth. Mustard seed faith, Jesus said you could speak to mountains. And so everybody has faith. But the God kind of faith is different. When you study the God kind of faith, every time he moved by faith, it was to help somebody. We're taught to get into faith to get our ministry and to get our finances and so on and so forth. You always want faith to bless somebody, whether it's in the wheelchair, blind eyes, or whatever you have. And you have to be willing to get into God kind of faith. And God the Holy Spirit can teach you that and bring you into that area. Most people don't have the desire to pay the price for that. And so God wants you to know that today, everybody in here has a certain kind of faith that the Holy Spirit has imparted to you. But it's all God faith, but it is not the God. It's not the fullness of the God kind of faith. So sometimes we have mustard seed faith. You can speak to a mountain and do some things, but you can't speak in a miracle. It doesn't seem to work. So a lot of people don't get it answered because they're in this faith and they're trying to operate in this faith. Now God is, the Holy Spirit is proud of us as we step out by faith and try to step into that, because that's how you grow. That's how you get into the God kind of faith. Most people are minted by their own emotions, which produces mental believing. If you've never heard that before, God gave it to me in the prayer closet back three days ago, that people today in the blood-bought church are minted by their emotions. In other words, the body is subject to the mind has a thought, causes an emotion, and that's what's meant is you. In other words, you're going to do what the emotion is saying, whether it be hate, bitterness, unforgiveness, whatever it may be, you may move in that emotion. God, the Holy Spirit, wants us, because we still do have the faith that God, the Holy Spirit, imparted into us, but God don't want us to move in the emotions. Now, everybody in here has emotions. I have emotions, you have emotions. But you have to learn not to be mented by those emotions, because they'll lead you down nowhere. Because right now, you have emotions, and you have imparted faith into you by the Holy Spirit, a God faith in you. It may be mustard seed. It may be faith that comes by hearing by the word of God. It may be little faith. But you do have the God kind of faith. But most Christians that I meet are minted by their emotions. Someone hurt me. My parents did this, or I was divorced years ago. I was ministering to someone Friday, and she had the second time here, and she had, I had her up here, and I was praying for her, and I said, "Is this your first time?" "No, second time here." She's "The first time I came, I felt rejected because you walked right past me." See, that's an emotion. Now, that kind of stuff, when I hear it, don't bother me. I just ask the Holy Spirit to kick in and explain, you know. So she said, "I'd walked by her," she should get this tremendous rejection, "and then I stopped down here, went back to her, and said, 'You're going to prosper.'" I think at that time, the emotion had taken over. She automatically thought it was money. Prosper in his love, prosper in his grace, prosper in salvation means you've been delivered when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So we want to look at a place where you can go. Everybody in the blood bought, where you can go. Everybody in the blood-bought church can go there. Fivefold ministry should be seeking to go into God kind of faith. It doesn't mean the faith you got is not God. It is God. But some people stop at that. And so if you want to see miracles and all kinds of different things, it's the God kind of faith. Number one, you want the God kind of faith to help somebody. God kind of faith always operates out of love. It meets a need. whether it be the Red Sea, whether it be the manna that came out of heaven, whether it be the fish that swallowed Jonah, whether it be the raven that fed Elijah, it always was to help somebody, the God kind of faith. We are taught in Mark 16, these signs will follow those who believe. If you read down further, the author and finisher of our faith, which is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's the one that causes the signs to happen. Signs follow the word. And so we always think that we're just believers and we can just step out and all these signs are going to follow us. Well, if you're speaking the word of God, and most Christians do, then these signs will follow the word. Amen? See, some people want signs, not follow the word. We don't want to bother with the word. We don't want to get into the word. Well, God wants you to know and have some understanding that everybody in has some kind of faith given to you by the Holy Spirit, and it's a God faith. It will move mountains. It'll do great things. But the God kind of faith, when you study God from Genesis to Revelation, you see, we call this creative faith ministries because we believe that we can keep creating, getting stronger in faith, getting stronger in the God kind of faith. Then you'll see people come out of wheelchairs and blind eyes open and so on and so forth. And we want to look at that today. So praise God. So remember, say, I have a faith of God. But there's other levels that I can get into. So the point I'm trying to make is, Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can do what he said there. But that doesn't necessarily mean you can do greater things over here in another realm. And I'll show you. Now, Jesus said you can do the same and even greater, right? Well, Jesus walked in the God kind of faith. You know that? And he wants to impart it into us. Well, it's imparted by the Holy Spirit. And so a lot of people don't have an understanding of that, and so they really get embarrassed, or this don't happen, or that don't happen, because I think we're playing beyond the faith we got. I think we automatically want to have all the faith, all of the Holy Ghost. I told people Friday, listen, when mom and dad put a seed together in the womb, you couldn't even see it. But yet in that seed was everything that was needed to produce arms and legs and eyes and brain and so on and so forth. So when it came out of mom's womb, it had all that, but it still had to be developed. So the rest of it automatically developed. In the seed of Christ is dished out to us by the Holy Spirit. If you allow him to be you the clay and he's the potter, so to speak, dying to self in Christ and all those different things, renewing the mind. But everything you need, even the God kind of faith, is in you in that seed. You have completely everything you need. So just as it came out of mom's womb in the natural, and that was a creation of God, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Men and women, a mom and a dad came together, planted a seed. But if you put, you need a big old telescope to see what's in that. But yet it developed, didn't it? It made a physical man or woman, whatever the case was. And so in Christ, in that seed, when you accepted Jesus Christ, if you can put it in the seed form, a seed form, and be able to experience it that way, everything you need is in that seed. There is little faith. Mustard seed faith, there is grace, there is salvation, deliverance, there is the name of Jesus. Everything you need is in that seed. Amen? So some people get born again, and they get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, so they haven't speaking in tongues, and most people today are encouraged to stay there. The Holy Spirit wants to encourage us to go on. But every time you step out in an area out of your comfort zone, into an area you know nothing about, that's when faith will arise in you. That's when you'll experience the faith of God in your life. At what level? That's between you and God. That's God. That's in that seed that's gonna flow to you. So if you can take those two seeds, it'll make sense to you. How the one seed, see, when that baby came out, it didn't have to go to school to learn to get the brain developed and so on, and the body developed. It was in that seed. It just did it. Over in the spirit realm, it takes the Holy Spirit, you see, to help us get that. That's the supernatural realm. Because in John, it says the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and gives to us, right? Always remember, everybody here, everybody out there must recognize what the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus must be, you must consider it and believe it's holy. It's not something to play with. It's holy. Amen? So, the Holy Spirit imparts a portion, say portion, of God's own divine faith to believers. A portion. So that means, now, if you choose to step out and pray for the blind, the wheelchairs, that's fine. But you may get a lot of disappointments until you can grow in that faith and get another portion that comes from that seed. And it's not something we're doing. It's something that the Holy Spirit wants us to die to self. He wants us that want faith to help somebody. Not faith to build a church, not faith to build this and build that, but faith to help somebody, because when you study the God kind of faith, it was always operating in love to help somebody. In other words, Jesus, the cross, he didn't do it for himself. That was God's creative faith, God's power, sovereign move of God, authority, power, and dominion for us. When he caused the manna to come out of heaven, it was for them. It wasn't for God. The water to come out of a rock, the burning bush. It wasn't. It was for Moses when he was in front of the burning bush. God wants you to understand, saints, that everything God done, he done for us. We get a hold of faith, and we try to get it to help us. It's all about us then. So I can get some faith so I can get a house or I can get a car. Not seeking the kingdom so God can add it to us. So we're always focused on us. And we realize it takes faith to get that. Why don't you just seek the kingdom and let God add to you? It may take a little longer, but you'll know it's from God. Amen? So the God kind of faith always operates out of love. To help somebody. We sometimes are taught and we want the faith to get something for us. Think about it. You don't have to stand up and raise your hand, but think about it. When you're operating in faith, how much of it is to get you to prosper? Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, Luke 8:22-24, Steve. Say, I can grow into the God kind of faith because I'm in Jesus and he operated in the God kind of faith. I do have a portion of his faith, but to get the God kind of faith, I must grow in Christ. It'll be transferred from Jesus into me. That depends how much of a price you want to pay. So here we are at 8:22. Now it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples. He said to them, let us cross over to the other side of the lake. And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind. And see, this is now Jesus has received the God kind of faith. He now can see, if you can picture this, large waves coming in. And he's telling the waves that have no feelings and no brain what to do. That's the God kind of faith. See, why did he do it? It was love to help them because they thought they were going to drown. He didn't do it for himself because he knew the boat wouldn't go down. But here he's saying his faith, the God kind of faith, operated to protect these people. Then, of course, he goes on and asks, where's your faith, and so on and so forth. Well, my answer would be in you. That's why we woke you up. Hallelujah. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. Then he arose and rebuked the wind. This is a God kind of faith to help them on the boat so they wouldn't sink. See, God kind of faith wants to help you and help me. That's what the cross is about. So I confess that by his stripes we were healed. By his blood I was cleansed. By his death I died. Then you name the things you died to. By his resurrection I have stepped into salvation, which is deliverance. I have stepped into righteousness, grace, and mercy. He done all that for us. In order to get into God kind of faith, you have to confess it. You have to renew your mind with it. And the Holy Spirit is excited. So you can see what he's done here. Jesus, the Lord and Savior, was operating in the God kind of faith. That's why he'd done all the things he could do. He was operating. You and I may have different faiths. We may be in the mustard seed faith. We might be in the faith that comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But that's still God's faith. But that limits, because it's a portion. It's not all, it's a portion. Say it's not all. It's a portion. Once I learn this, then I go to the Holy Spirit and ask him, I want to cooperate with you. I want to die to self. And I want you to help me so I can get into God kind of faith so I can help people. So it's not about Elry. It's not about Creative Faith Ministries. It's not about building a building. It's not about getting partners. It's about helping people. To feed the hungry. To clothe the naked, to visit the prisons, you see. It's about helping people. And when you study God, if you go home and you follow up on this, when you study God, it was always to help somebody. And yet we'll say, some people will say to me, I'm walking by faith. Oh, you are? Praise God. That's great. Yeah, I need a car, or I need a house, or I need this, or I need that. I need a wife. I need a husband. Okay. Do you get that picture? Hallelujah. John 14, 12 to 14. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Now, if you can get this picture, if Jesus said you can do the same, which is the God kind of faith, it's not a portion of faith, it's a God kind of faith. If he's telling you, then you can be, you're able to get into that God kind of faith somewhere down the road, somewhere in your relationship, somewhere being fed by the Holy Spirit. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, which is his God kind of faith, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Next. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, all of us have said, well, I've asked stuff, and they never come to pass, because you're operating in a portion. But that doesn't mean you can't get there, because Jesus said you can do the same. Is that right? He said you can do the same. So if it's not getting answered, you're operating in a portion, and you're trying to do the kind of faith, God kind of faith. The rest of your God kind of faith will be developed in you by the Holy Spirit, because Jesus has the God kind of faith. Starts with the Father. Jesus, Father said, everything I have is in Jesus. The Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and give to us. So if he's saying you can do this, and whatever you ask in my name, that I'll do, that the Father may be glorified. Well, everybody here, including me, has asked things. It hasn't happened. See, I'm the kind of person that owns up. I never blame God. There must be something I'm doing, and you can't work your way into this, but the Holy Spirit can help train you. If he said you can do the same, 14, if you ask anything, you've heard that 1,000 times, maybe more. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. So where we are in the portion, we are asking, but it takes the God kind of faith. It takes to grow in from that portion, grow into a more faith. Now, some of you have been brainwashed to think other ways. That's fine. I'm not here to try to clean out your brain with a jackhammer or something. I'm just telling you the revelation he gives me, and I'm bringing it to you. You can reject it, throw it out the window, do whatever you want with it. Then I've been obedient to God to bring forth that revelation to you. And then it's up to the Holy Spirit. I don't go home and lay awake at night. How can I get to them? I can't. It takes the Holy Spirit in you to get to you. But I'll tell you, saints, most people operate in the portion. I've done it many times. I stopped complaining to God when it didn't work. Everybody wants to see things, but you don't want to grow in faith. You don't want to step out and do things in faith. So if Jesus said you can do it, that means the God kind of faith is available to you. You must get off this kick, number one, of letting the emotions mentor you. The Word of God has got to mentor you. And that's going to take time to get over your emotions. Because everybody wants to swing with their emotions. Whatever feeling, emotion you have, that's the way you want to go. And that's the emotions mentoring you. You override the emotions by the Spirit of God. You see? I mean, think of all the things they'd done to Jesus. He had to have all kinds of emotions. I mean, one minute they wanted to kill him before the time he disappeared. All kinds of things. They hated him. They called him a devil. They called him a liar. He had to have emotions. But he didn't respond. The emotions didn't mentor Jesus. He said, I only say what the Father says, and I only do what I see the Father do. Right? Ain't that true? Well, five people go, Hallelujah. So if Jesus said, now he stopped the storm to help them. So everything God does, he does out of love to help you and me. We don't do it that way. We got ourselves out front. Think about it. Trying to get something for Elroy. You're getting something. You know, God has never opened any doors to just lately. I had a pastor come here Friday whom I preached in his church 2 months ago, wherever it was, January. I hadn't seen him, and he shows up here. He said, I need your telephone number. I said, what for? He said, I want you to come back. Well, he was almost like he was in pain. I want you to come back. I said, call, and I'll come. But anyway, he's going to make an opening for, he's trying to figure out Mother's Day and Dad's Day. But see, doors are being opened. Then a pastor called from Pueblo, who met Adam and Jeff down to Billy Burke's thing, and Adam gave him a card, and one thing led to another. He called, and he wants us to go to Pueblo. You better get all you can from me. I may not be here. We may have to buy a bus and put you all on a bus. Come with me. Whoever shows up, we go. Who don't show up, you're left. You stay here. Well, hallelujah. So if Jesus said you can do the same, and we're only operating in a portion, we need to get the God kind of faith. That means there's people here who are in business. You need to step out in business and start doing something beyond your comfort zone. You people are in ministry. You need to step out and start doing things beyond your comfort zone. We always want to do what we know. Oh, ain't gonna be. I don't know anything about that. Portion. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. See, the Holy Ghost operated in the same kind of God kind of faith. You remember in Romans 8:11, he raised Jesus from the dead? The Holy Spirit? Are you listening? Yes. I didn't know if you got on the bus. Hallelujah. To another, faith by the same Spirit. See, I think this faith is the God kind of faith. The gift of faith. And when you pray in tongues and build up your most holy faith, you see, you're building up God kind of faith in you to get you to move out of your comfort zone. Amen? portion of faith, moving into the God kind of faith. All the Father moved into God kind of faith. Jesus moved into God kind of faith. The Holy Spirit moved into God kind of faith. But the blood-bought church is not moving into God kind of faith. We should be, because the Holy Spirit says he rose, 8:11, Romans 8:11, he rose Jesus from the dead. That's a God kind of faith to raise somebody from the dead. Particularly the Son of God. Amen? Hallelujah. You remember in Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? God kind of faith? They said, get the fire going 7 times. Threw him in the furnace, and there was a fourth man walking around in there with him. Why? Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego needed help. And the God's faith was there to help them. He walked around there with them, and they never got... Can you imagine walking around side of a furnace and never get burnt? See, we don't even realize we're still into that portion. We need to get into God kind of faith. Can you imagine a Jesus showing up for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and he's walking around in there with them? See, that's the kind of God I'm after. Because if we're going to have revival to turn this country around, it's going to have to become through the God kind of faith. See, I believe there's a great transfer of funds coming. But I believe that those who seek the kingdom, God will add that to you. But if you're trying to get your faith to become wealthy, unless you're stepping into another portion of faith in business or in ministry and so on and so forth, it's never about me. It's never about you. It's about ministering to people. Do you know that? Some people don't like people who have tattoos. If I took my coat off, you wouldn't like me. You have tattoos?
No.
Oh. I thought you was agreeing with tattoos. I don't like them either. I got mine before I was saved. I'll blame it on the devil. The devil made me do it. But a lot of people go out and they find somebody with tattoos all over them, and they go, go near him. He dirty. No, the blood's cleansed them. Yes. Oh, that's exactly right, dear. Everybody's judged by looks. You know why? Most Christians walk by sight. They don't walk by faith and see through the eyes of Jesus. Now, some people out there, you know, kind of smelly. You got to get a clothespin or something. I'm thinking that your nose went better. Unless God kills it. I don't mean the person, but the smell. Hallelujah. So in Daniel, we see Daniel thrown into lion's den. And he sends an angel and closes their mouth. You see, the God kind of faith is always there to help somebody. He didn't want those lions eating Daniel. You know why? You know what the answer is? Daniel didn't do anything wrong. You and I are cleansed by the blood. We ain't done. You see, we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're good people. We're not under guilt and condemnation. If your emotions are mentoring you, you'll get under it. So he came to help everybody. When every time you examine his faith, the God kind of faith, it's always to do something for somebody. He caused the water to come out of a rock. Why? They were thirsty. He caused Moses to throw a tree into bitter water to turn it sweet. Why? They couldn't drink the bitter water. They should have. It should have connected up real good because they were bitter people. Bitter, you know. If I'm bitter, I do a little bit of water in. Well, so you see, he showed up walking around the side of a fire. If you was a king looking in there, and you threw three men in, you saw four walking around, my God, God will show up for you. If you don't have, if you just have a portion, God will bring his creative fate to you. But it's not to make you a millionaire. He'll add things to you, $1 million if you need it, if you seek the kingdom. See, that's the answer to everything, seeking the kingdom. Amen? And by the way, we're going to have a water baptism about 5 o'clock on a Sunday night. We've already got two people who are going to be baptized. So if you're thinking about learning how to swim, don't come. If you haven't been water baptized, you ought to show up. I will announce when we're going to do it. We'll put you under twice and bring you up once. Get a real good dose of it. Me and my wife were baptized together. We went on together. And by the way, this just popped into my spirit by the Holy Spirit. My wife is sitting over there on oxygen. Jack uses it from time to time. Some of you people have things going on in your body. And your answer is, how come? How come? I'm still going to preach faith. I'm still going to preach miracles. I'm still going to preach the power of Jesus. I'm not going to back off. I'm not going to listen to the scheming of a devil. If I'm preaching it, how come? Well, you how come people ought to go stand the corner. Take a time out. How come? How come? How come she's sitting over there? Why, you want to climb on the wall? What do you want to do? How come? See, the day I said, Jesus, I ain't going to shut up. Jesus said, you said she was healed. It's on your shoulders. I'm not going to run around the house 3 times and spit. And Jesus said she's healed. Jesus said you have a portion. Some of you may have more. Hallelujah. Well, so he took care of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? If you think for 1 minute he can't take care of you, he can bring, there's Joseph over there and Lyndon back there, he can bring $5 million, $10 million business into your companies. If you'd stop grunting and just flow with God, grunting don't help. See, this is not about having a baby. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Disobedience grieves him. Sin grieves him. When you want to stay in your little portion, in your comfort zone, it grieves him. He's got lots ready for us. Your season has arrived. Your season has arrived. God wants to bring the blessings of his grace, his mercy, his peace. Yes, his finances. Yes, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But you know the blood-bought church today grieves the Holy Spirit? Because some people come and say, well, I don't believe it that way. I don't believe in what he's doing over there. I don't believe he's got a word for everybody. Then don't come over here. When I start ministering, everything you hear, it's the Holy Ghost. This is the Word of God. This is the Holy Ghost now. But there's another way he works through me. I don't care if people throw rocks. I don't care if they walk out. We had a lovely person on Friday walk out. She'll be back. You know what? She'll go back and get in silence, and the Holy Ghost will climb all over her. You're coming against the man of God. I am. She don't have to come apologize to me. I'm tickled when I get to somebody. I've gotten some of you sitting right here, and you wanted to leave, and you didn't want to come back. But you didn't dare to. Oh, I know who you are. You are lovely people. See, if you hang around with me about 90 days, I'll get to you. I'll get to you. All of a sudden, you hate it, and all of a sudden, you say, you know, I love that man. Good. Put some in his pocket. Put some in his pocket. I got one up here. Put some in here. Love now. Amen? This is what you got to watch out for. If you grieve the Holy Spirit through sin or disobedience, you want to stay in your portion, I'm telling you, the devil will climb all over your head. And you will know when you've grieved him. You know why? You'll feel grieving. You'll say, what's that? I feel oppressed. No, you'll feel the grieving. You'll be walking and say, what's that? What's that going on? What's that? All you got to say is, I'm under the blood. I'm forgiven. Holy Spirit, teach me where I'm grieving you. When you get in this type of anointing, I can grieve the Spirit just like that by refusing to say something he said to me, to somebody. Then the whole service is gone. And I'm sitting up here depressed. Well, see, I used to do that. I don't do that no more. I don't like to be like that. Boy. I'd rather have a broken leg than be depressed or oppressed. As long as they break the right ones, be fine. Hallelujah. By the way, I'm an unemployed comedian, you know. I don't get money for the little twiggies. Well, we'll leave you with that. Hallelujah. I said to God today, I'm going to call somebody. I don't want to go down there. God said, you'll feel better when you get there. And the minute I go through the door, I change. But getting to the door is a battle. My God. You're sitting home hoping you'll get the runs or something. You won't have to come. And God says, no, Elry, you're going down. So you get behind the wheel and you're like a demon. And Betty says, are you all right? You're awful quiet. I share all these things because some of you are coming to it. Maybe you've already been there. Well. Praise God. This family back here laughs all the time. I don't know who they are. Hallelujah. Number four in the black, Terry. No, number five. I wonder if you heard that second one. Huh? Yeah. He heard it. Jeff's got good ears. He heard it. Praise God. She's going back to check to make sure. Hallelujah. Oh. Yes. He deserves the glory, doesn't he? Hallelujah.
Sing together. You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift
worship him with it.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands
in worship.
You deserve the glory.
All the glory today, Lord.
Him, is there? Praise the Lord. This lady back here, what is your first name, dear? Right here, sitting beside the blue, right here, over here. Nora. Nora, you've had some disappointments in your life, and God really, really wants to revive you today. There's some things that you should be having joy about, but you can't seem to bring yourself to have that joy. God today is going to touch you, and he's going to free you from any chains, any bondage, any old film. You run the old film looking back. He's going to break you from that. He's going to get you in the resurrection power, because there's things that God wants you to do. And with all that occupying your mind and is taking you away from faith and taking you away from things of God. So God says today it'll be over. Because God has spoken on your behalf, and he said you'll receive the love and the grace of God today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Can I come through here? Stand up right here, dear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands and close your eyes, dear. Both hands. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, your presence, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Every bit of it go. Every bit of it. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Now, if there's any demon activity, I break it now in Jesus' name. If there's any principality and power trying to discourage, I break it now in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, that she is blood bought, blood cleansed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for what you've turned around in her life today. No more looking back. She's going to learn to come into the joy, Lord, because you have plans and seasons that's going to manifest in her life, Lord, that's going to bring glory to you. So we thank you and we praise you to you today, Jesus, as we've spoken to you and spoken into her life and imparted into her that which you'd want to impart in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Does anybody, I said this Friday, I got one lady come up after. You know the pastor that came here from the other church Friday, you know what he said to me? I'm moving in the spirit down his church, and I said to a lady, is your husband treating you good? Oh yes. I didn't know, but the husband was over on the soundboard. She said, that's him over there. I said, come here a minute. I said, you was in ministry. Is that true? And he was in the youth ministry. And he said, yeah. And I said, you quit. Well, I don't know why. I said, oh, you dang well know why. Well, I left it there because she was bragging on her husband. The pastor came Friday night. He said, you remember the woman you said your husband made you? I said, yeah. And he said, she told me to tell you the first thing I do when I see you, that boy, he treats me terrible. He said, I didn't want to embarrass Pastor Mary. You can't embarrass me. That's why she said, well, I guess she didn't want something to break out there, you know. But the minute I saw him and got that close to him, I knew. I just knew. I said, well, we won't go there, Lord, because you don't want me to go there. So she tells the pastor, tell Pastor Mayor he's right on. He treats me terrible. I hope God spanks him all over that church. Hallelujah. I don't agree with men that treat their wives terrible. You need to get a punching bag and bring it out in the garage. Amen? No cussing. No swearing. Hallelujah. Pray. Hallelujah. Somebody, does anybody here at times have something down in here like it's a hernia, but it's not a hernia? I mean, it never does develop that. Is it you? Hallelujah. Come up here, brother. Come up here, John. Hallelujah. Bring your wife with you. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Someone, I said that Friday night, and a lady came up, and she says, no, but it's not a hernia. I said it wasn't a hernia. What part? It's selective listening, I think. You ever notice that? People are selective listening, speaking, and I go, boink. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's somebody here, there may be two or three of you, who really felt icky this morning when you got out of bed. And you, that's almost like there's something in your stomach. That don't mean you got ulcers or something. You just didn't feel right. You just don't feel good. If there's anybody like, come up here, dear. This morning. I'm talking about this morning. Yeah. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Ron's feeling that. You know, Ron has a lot of things that goes on in his body. He's a good man of God. That guy. We got to pray for Ron. Say, I'll pray for Ron. Really. Everybody in this church ought to put him before God every day. Ron battles a lot of things. I know it. We have never talked about it. I just know it. You know why? He was a prophet in the church for a long time. And he hasn't been doing it. He's in a different church now than this one. Boy, when you start backing off from your calling, and that doesn't mean he's doing it intentionally, you say, you start paying some prices. Believe me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I ain't finished yet. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. There's somebody. It's not there all the time, but it acts like there's a pin stuck in you in the back of your neck. And then somebody from that, you don't have that at night, but you have some aching in both shoulders. Both shoulders are bothering you. Not right now, but is it you, dear? Come here, dear. Come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Do you have like a pin at times and you, it doesn't, it's not there all the time. It's almost on kink. It catches you like a, yeah, doesn't it? Yeah. See, maybe I'll get healed today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. There's somebody here who's having trouble in different areas of swallowing, and sometimes you have to go throw it up. I ain't saying it's cancer. I ain't saying what it is. You know your throat can go into spasms? Say spasms. Spasms. Does anybody that has trouble at times, you may not have it all the time. You may have trouble at times, and you think you're not chewing your food, and you're just having trouble swallowing it. God wants to set you free from that. Amen? Is anybody like that here? Anybody? Well, huh? Oh, God bless you. Ain't it nice to be working with honest people? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, God is good.
God is good.
Hallelujah. What's your first name, young man? This is your wife to be, correct? Well, I'm not going to throw a rock or something. I just say, this is your wife to be, Adrian, and your Chuck. I almost said Bob. I don't know why that. Chuck. God said he's going to change some things in your life when you come together. There's going to be some readjusting in thoughts in your mind that don't belong in marriage. And he's going to rearrange them thoughts in your mind. God is. It's called a renewed mind. Now, don't get under guilt and condemnation now. But he's going to help you because it takes you giving up all your rights as a man when you get married.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that now. Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay. So you're willing to do that.
Yes.
In order for you to do that, you have a natural built-in thing in a man. So he's going to help you rearrange some things so that you can give up your rights. Then she'll have to give up her rights. So it's all going to be about God and his word and your marriage and taking from the word of God how to build your marriage.
Yes.
That's what he's going to do to both of you. Father God, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord, as I touch these two, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the peace of Jesus, Lord. I bind you, Satan. You're not going to steal this marriage. You're not going to break it up. They will come full force all the way around, Lord. Because of your power and your grace and your peace that's going to be on the both of them, Lord. And you're going to teach them from your word, Lord, how to rearrange their thinking when they come in together, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as I speak this into their lives right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Well, ain't that good? Hallelujah. You had the what? Oh, you feel
this
icky,
morning,
yeah.
All over, actually.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know. I was trying to figure out a way not come down and call Steve or Jeff or somebody. God says, you'll feel fine when you get there.
And
well, you'd think you'd learn after 35 years. Right?
Yeah, I feel a lot better once I got here.
Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that your peace, your healing anointing flowing all through her body. Lord Jesus, just touch her as only you can, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, I cancel out that law down below, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Satan is a liar, and you, Jesus, will take what he says and turn it around for good. We're expecting you to turn around John's leg, or John's down low, turn it around for good right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, the wonderful healing anointing of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, right now, Lord, I touch her, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that everything is leaving her neck. It's all being adjusted by your creative miracles, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the shoulders won't bother her, Lord. The neck won't bother her because I spoke it, commanding the hand of God to move on her behalf in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Praise you, Jesus. If I knew that was going to work, I'd be sneezing all the time, get blessings. Right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for Ron, Lord. We thank you for his body, Lord. We thank you, Lord, as the healing anointing, Lord, touches his prostrate, Lord, all through his stomach, Lord. We thank you, Lord, he's going to learn to eat the right things, Lord. He can't carry everything anymore. We just give you praise, Lord, that the peace of Jesus is falling upon him right now, Lord. And he's going to know because he knows that he has the faith to trust and receive the healing power of Jesus into his life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. All pain in both shoulders is gone now. In Jesus' name, I speak it. In the authority of the name of Jesus, I'm calling upon the Holy Spirit to anoint his body, Lord, to adjust whatever needs to be adjusted, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Yeah. Does anybody else need prayer? This was kind of special that I spoke out. Hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer? Huh? Everybody needs prayer. Just get up and come up here. My God. You know something, my dear? You're going to experience God's love today. Even more. You got a good smile. You got a good countenance. But God told me you're going to experience more of his love today. We can't run from that. And that love you experience, for some reason, is for someone else. Is that true? And you're going to give that love into somebody, and they're going to receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, can I get through here, dear? Hallelujah. Is this your first time here? Is it? I believe you. Hallelujah. I'll be right back. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How you doing, John?
Hi, good.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Whew. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I bless my sister right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise. Ooh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I can see a highway that's long, in your business and has just been shortened, very, very short, meaning there's something's going to take place in a very short time. It was long. It seemed like a long ways off. It's going to be shortened. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Where are you from?
Mexico City.
Oh, are you?
Well, I live here in Denver.
Oh, in Denver? Raise your hands there. Close your eyes. God is showing me you've been struggling with the call upon your life. And that God is going to clear some things up today through the laying on of hands. And God's going to encourage you in some areas, but it's going to be out of your comfort zone. And God is going to bring you into that area, and he's going to let you see success under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's going to teach you all things. You have opened your heart to me, saith the Lord, and I am bringing to pass that which was laid up in heaven, and that which was in Christ, that says every spiritual blessing is yours. And so God says, I'm going to train you, I'm going to teach you, I'm going to encourage you, and above all, I'm going to cause protection to be around you. I'm going to cause protection to be around you. Now, Father God, I thank you, Lord, through the laying on of hands, Lord, that I'm going to impart something into her life that will be with her until she meets you, Jesus. It will never depart. It'll always be with her. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, as I touch her, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Did you pray for them?
No, not yet.
Pray for them.
Pray for them. Okay.
Yeah. Raise your hands there. I'll be right with you. Thank you for catching me. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch her, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Father God, I speak over this blood-bought church, Lord. I speak the kingdom, Lord. I release the breath of God into them. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. As of today, Lord, going into tomorrow, they're going to sense something new in their lives. They're going to wonder, I don't know what to do with it. Just be patient with God. He'll teach you what to do with it. God, the Holy Spirit, all you got to do is keep occupying your mind with the Word of God. Keep occupying your mind with the Word of God. Father God, I thank you, Lord, as I speak blessings into Linda's business. Oh, hallelujah. Into Joseph and Penny's business, Lord. I awake Sean to a new beginning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Those who are wondering about ministry, God says he's releasing something new to encourage you, to refresh you, to bring you into a new place in the glory of God. And God says new things will start happening in yourself. And you're going to want to give that to someone else. God says, as you are bold, your portion of faith will increase in Jesus' name. Father God, we lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We honor you, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. I'm going this way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Whew. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Watch the wind of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, give a lot of clap offering. Well, oh, we love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you meet us every time we come here. One lady said she didn't feel good, but when she got here, she felt better. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We're going in a new direction, Lord Jesus. I can see bellows of colors of clouds coming in. Oh, thank you, Lord. They're just rolling in like a fog, just rolling in. We thank you, Lord. It's going to cover all of us. We're going to be awakened because God is about to start moving in the blood-bought church. Not that he hasn't been, but he's going to move more. It's really going to surprise us. It's really going to awaken us. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for that promise, for that word of God. And you'll get all the glory, Lord. We'll draw all attention to you. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. As I pray over the two churches that are asking me to come, Lord, that if I go there, Lord, signs and wonders. Yes, Lord. Revival, Lord. Souls, Lord, will come down the aisle, Lord. Without giving an altar call, they'll just come wanting you, Jesus. That's the kind of presence we want, Lord. That your presence of love, Lord, your grace will just fill those places, Lord, and cause them to come to you, Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the harvest is coming in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Well, praise God. Yeah. Shake someone's hand, say something nice. If